Revive Wacker Drive, a $300 million project to reconstruct both Upper and Lower Wacker, now is into its third year. The Madison Street intersection has been completed on time and on budget, so now the crews are moving on to Monroe and Adams for pedestrians. It means the sidewalks along Madison are open again, and CDOT will maintain a pedway on the north side of Monroe at Wacker. Jackson is open. The sidewalk along the east side of Wacker from Jackson will stay open to allow pedestrian access to the Willis Tower. Cars and bikes will have to detour from Monroe and Adams until this summer when the work shifts to Jackson through Van Buren. Regine Schlesinger, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.